FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Electricity Minister Hossein Soramakopa says the municipal debt owed to Eskom has grown by 12 billion rand in the past 3 months. He says it brings the total amount outstanding to a staggering 90 billion.
Essentially, you are seeing an average increase of debt owed to Eskom of about 3 billion rand per month.
The minister says defaulting municipalities are struggling to meet their financial obligations. Speaking in Johannesburg yesterday, he said an underperforming economy is partly to blame.
The hemorrhaging of skills at the local government level, the inability for us to ensure that there's completeness of billing, inability to ensure that there's accurate billing, ineffective credit control measures, and all of these things have resulted in municipalities' revenue base contracting significantly.
An advocacy group says it's concerned about fresh plans to regulate informal traders, which expand to street vendors and spaza shops in Gauteng. Kopanang Africa Against Xenophobia feels the crackdown overlooks the root causes of unemployment and economic inequality. Gauteng Premier Panya Zelusufi says the local government's drawn up a strategy to improve the enforcement of bylaws after outbreaks of foodborne illnesses climbed to more than 400 cases. The organization's Dorothy Mabelebe believes the government should work with traders to find solutions and focus on issues like unsafe products from suppliers instead of penalizing vendors.
The government's plan has no support in a place for vendors to help them comply with these new requirements. Vendors are not getting training, resources, or even clear guidelines on what is expected. Government officials are only focusing on punishing vendors, not the suppliers who put these dangerous products on the streets.
Arab and Islamic leaders have agreed that Israel should withdraw from occupied Palestinian territories as a precondition for regional peace. They've wrapped up a summit in Saudi Arabia. 57 nations voiced their outrage over the turmoil engulfing the region more than a year into the Israel-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip. Saudi Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan says they're calling on the international community to launch a plan to make a sovereign Palestinian state a reality.
The world's dealing with this humanitarian catastrophe and with Israel's continuing violation of humanitarian law, the laws of war, will have an impact because it will register with not just the governments of the Arab and Muslim world, but the people of the Arab and Muslim world.
Before the summit, Israel's newly appointed Foreign Minister Gideon Saar said it was not realistic to establish a Palestinian state, dismissing it as a Hamas state. And in the UK, refereeing body, the PGMOL, says it's investigating video footage featuring David Coote. The top Premier League referee was suspended yesterday after a clip emerged online, which appears to show him making derogatory remarks about Liverpool and the club's former manager, Jurgen Klopp. Reports say the video appeared to refer to a match that Coote officiated between Liverpool and Burnley in July 2020, which finished 1-1.
What do you think of Jurgen Klopp?
Absolutely. Aside from having a right bop at me when I ref them against Burnley in lockdown, he accused me of lying and then just had a right pop at me. And I've got no interest in speaking to someone who's arrogant.
On the weather front in Durban today, we've got a high of 23 degrees, as well as Richards Bay, Maritzburg 21. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.